When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michael Show. Word!
No, you're not allowed to go there anymore.
No, I'm just preparing to do the heavy lifting. Or does anybody have anything to share?
Well.
Anyone?
Well, I'm just having trouble with people, but that's okay.
What a shock.
Tell us about it. What's?
Oh, God, I've never heard that before.
This is new.
Jan is having a problem. And let me guess, I know where it's at. The other show, which, by the way, that's what you get. That's what you get. I hope you're miserable.
We feed you here?
Yeah, we feed you. Look, there's chips over there. And I got you a sandwich.
She got a salad today.
Oh, you got a salad today?
What okay. more? What more?
Still,
what'd
that cost me? $8? That cost me $8.
That was closer to $9.
What?
Yeah, because I added chicken. I'm so
sorry. Ew.
I figured.
Way to game the system.
I feel Jillian's paying. I think I'll add some chicken.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Surprised it wasn't lobster.
Otherwise,
all right.
I would have
little
just
filet,
ordered,
the surf and turf.
I would have just ordered some water with a dash of pepper.
All
but
right.
You know what?
Well, no. What happened, Manus?
No, it's. I guess it's partly the era I was raised in, but I have found. Why do people think it's cool to talk to people with such disrespect?
Give me an example.
Like, there's a gal at work who will talk to the CEO in front of everybody.
Oh, that one, that banana shorts one?
No, not that one.
Not banana shorts?
This is a more aggressive one.
Oh.
But fight with the CEO in front of the staff.
Well, why doesn't he fire her?
I don't know. This is it. I don't know. There's like this bizarre, nope, they're not having sex. There's this bizarre, Nicole gave me the international sign.
For doing it.
Yeah.
I did wonder if she had something on him.
I just, you'd think, but I think the CEO is trying to be so, I'm open to listen to everyone.
Okay.
And I think that, if my father was alive today, because my father managed a grocery store, right? He was, you know, and he would never put up with that kind of talk. If someone talked to him like that, do you know what I'm saying? It'd be like me or any of us saying to you.
But that's okay. But here's the thing. She's obviously projecting onto him like the domineering father, and she's raging all over the place.
Okay.
He's obviously got his own thing going on, and he's responding to her most likely in an unconscious way of like, you know, who knows? Maybe it's like, I'm trying to please you. I'm trying to calm you. I'm trying to make you happy, which could be some pattern in his background. But why does it bother you?
I don't know. Because you know what my thing was? You know what I did to help the situation? I stood up, because we have an open concept office, which is always difficult. I stood up and I went, stop it! And I walked out.
Manus!
I said, stop it. Stop this fighting. And I walked out. And you know what it did? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody was nothing. It was just like, it was like I just took some air out of my mouth and spewed it and went for a walk. And it did nothing. Nobody gave a crap.
No, because they're playing their own stuff out, Mama.
So I asked myself, why does it bother me so much?
Yeah.
Is it because I don't like rudeness? Is it because, and I think it's, I don't know. I saw my shrink yesterday. You know what I mean? And I thought I had some other stuff that I talked about and I should have brought this up to figure out why.
Yeah, because this is bringing up something for you that's personal. Because in truth, you should just whatever, check out.
And why? And I said to Corey, who I sit beside, I said, "Why doesn't that bother you?" He goes,
"Oh, God,
don't." He generally said, "Don't care."
Yeah, that's right.
He don't care.
Why would he care?
But what is that saying to? What message is that saying?
I remember on The Biggest Loser, I used to scream and fight and fight and scream with the producers about certain things that would go on with the contestants. Bob never cared. I'd spit in the Temptations. I'd knock them over. I'd throw them in the pool. Bob didn't care. I would. You know, season one, I remember I would like spit in the Temptations because like I just, you know, we didn't know what we were in for.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you're, you know, this is disgusting. You know, and they were like, you're never going to work again. And I was like, work again. You know, because I didn't have a career in TV. I didn't even know what they were talking about. I was like, screw you guys. I'm a trainer. Like, I'll work again. What are you talking about? And Bob never cared. He never mixed it up. He never cared. It didn't trigger him. He did his own thing. He showed up. He left. He showed up. He left. He showed up. He left. He didn't care. And, you know, Bob has kind of sailed through all of it with zero. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And he's honestly, who's better off? Who's better off? He didn't care. He doesn't care. It's not his. He just was like, it's not my problem. The contestants signed up for this show. It's their problem. They signed up for it. They can eat it or not eat it. And in truth, you know, so what? He's not wrong.
No, that's just
he wasn't wrong. I mean, all it did was cause a bunch of problems. And for me, it was like abusive and wrong and monstrous and like this terrible. And it was all this childhood.
So that's where you take it back to.
Yeah, look what it does. It just ruins my. Oh, I'll give you another story. So we haven't talked about the bar cycle yet, have we?
The bar cycle.
Oh, my God, Manis. Oh, Nicole.
It looks really cool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the where you can sit at the...
Oh, my...
And drink at a thing that...
On a bicycle with a group of friends.
I've seen it in...
It's for tourists.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, so...
Dear. Don't tell me you got on one.
Oh, my God.
And you got mad at them for
Hold on. No, you have no idea, okay? So I have my little group of friends, you know, like you've met them, Andrea, Cynthia, Christy, Heidi, you know... my friend Ash is in town.
Sorry, I'm going to enjoy this so much.
Oh, you have no idea, okay? So, so one of our friends, one of the girls in the group, who is just, oh my God, her own worst enemy, cannot get her SHIT together, okay? Like, just dates abusive guy after abusive guy after abusive guy. And then I'm like, dude, I met this really nice guy. He's 40. You're 40. He's perfect. He rides motorcycles. Won't go out. No, I'm just going to be alone. Then the next time you see her, it's like, this guy stole $5,000 from me. It never ends.
Okay.
My tolerance for this, I've hit the wall with it, right? Heidi, Cynthia, Andy, they're very different kinds of personalities. They're like, well, you know, well, and she, and well, and I can't anymore. So it's Christy's birthday. Okay? And I'm like, I'm not doing it. Because I've been there, done that. And it's like I've set the whole thing up and been screwed. So she wants to do the bar cycle. She's been talking about the bar cycle, and we've all been like, how do we... We've got to find a way... You know, and my friend Cynthia, it's in Venice. My friend Cynthia's like, this is our hood. My baby daddy lives here. We can't do this. Like, we live here. This is only for tourists. We can't do this. People will see us.
Well, it's mostly you.
Yeah, it's out in the open. You just ride this group bicycle.
And drink.
Yes, but you can only have wine in a box, which makes it even more interesting.
So paint the picture a bit more about what it is. So for those who don't know what it is.
It's a gigantic bicycle with a guy that drives the bicycle, and there's like 15 seats on it, at least 16 seats, like eight.
And you face each other.
And you face each other, and you pedal. Okay? And the thing's got away, like, freaking 1,500 pounds. Okay? And it's like, it's so cheesy and so awful.
Right.
And
there's isn't there a little
umbrella? And you stream music. And it's like, and you just kind of like, dee, 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 dee. And, you know, and you see it and you're like, who would ever do that, right? Well, Christy wants to do that. She's from Canada. Need I say more? So.
Because I kind of think it could be fun. But I just can't stop visualizing you.
Sorry. Well, Cynthia, by the way, is like, at the last minute, she's like, oh, I'm sick.
Oh, no.
But I'll make it to dinner. And I was like, you bitch. Yeah, you whore.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't hate. I was like, oh, I hate.
Yeah.
I hate you. Well, Andy sets the whole thing up. Andy does it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to let Andy take the ball here. I'm not doing this. And so, and Heidi's like, you are showing up. And I was like, no, I'm going to meet after dinner. And Heidi's like, no, you're going.
You
don't have to set it up. But you're going. You are going. You're going. Okay, let's make a very long story short. Ready?
Okay, wait a minute.
You went on too famous for this?
So wait a minute. Did you have dinner first?
No, after I set up dinner.
Okay.
We show up. I'm miserable. Okay, I've got Ashley, her brother Brock, me, Heidi. We're stuck in PCH traffic for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like in tears. I don't want to go. I just don't. It's like, because I got to get from my house to Venice. So
tell me what you're wearing first. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay.
Because I had no idea.
You don't wear cycling shorts.
So I could have done the Tour de France sooner than I could have done this. But I'll get there in just a moment. I had no idea. None. How hard. Okay. None how hard this was going to be, and I'll get to why in just a moment. So my friend Andy's like, you gotta get here, blah, 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 and we get there, and she's like, okay, Cynthia's not coming, and Christy was supposed to bring, my friend is like, she thinks that she's a member of Sons of Anarchy, like, that's what she's become. She, like, rides Harleys and hangs out with, like, you know, it's just a whole nother, like, rockabilly, and I'm like, all right, you know, and she's, that's her thing. It's like, okay, you know, fine. Like, the homos and the rockabilly crew. But, you know, we're like, we're fine with it. Heidi and I are like, we'll be okay. You know, it'll be fine. So she's bringing, like, a bunch of her rockabilly friends. And, you know, and because I made the reservation for dinner. And Andy's like, just so you know, she's like, the gang is coming. And I was like, the gang? The gang is coming. And she's like, yeah, her motorcycle gang members. And I go, come on. And she's like, no, for real. This girl has an advanced degree in exercise physiology, okay? So we get there, and I get there, and Andy's not speaking.
No.
And won't look me in the eye. And
no.
I go, what is it?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, and I go, what is it, Andy? And she's like, Christy's not coming. I go, I'm sorry, what? She's what? She's what? And she's like, she's not coming. And I go, why? And she's like, her motorcycle broke down.
Okay.
This, by the way, the motorcycle that she buys, and it's like, oh, money problems, money problems, money problems, money problems. I'm going to buy a Harley.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they're not cheap.
I've had it. I've had it. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just go to dinner. And Andy goes, well, I paid $500 for this. So we should just do it.
Yeah.
And I go, you're serious? And she's like, well, it's $500. I can't get the money back.
And
we're here.
And you're there.
To make a long story short, there are five of us.
Please don't. Okay.
There's five of us.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be 15 people. I'm in tears. We're sweating. Hair is melting. I'm like, this is so awful. People are staring at us. I just want to be dead.
Wear your sunglasses.
And I said, I was like, this is horrible. This is so horrible. Like, I can't breathe. I don't reach the pedals. I'm out of the saddle. It's just, I'm like trying to pedal. There's a hill.
Oh, God.
So, and then
this
he stops
the
at like these
life.
Local places. Mm. And I said, I go, let's leave him here.
Yeah. Gotta leave him here.
I said, let's just go.
Enough. You've had enough.
Let's ditch him.
You're tired.
And he busted us running. And he said, where are you guys going? And we said, you know, we were gonna...
You were running away.
We were running. We got out. We had him take us to, what's that spot? The on Venice, the boardwalk. It's the...
The beer place?
Yeah.
Brewing... I know what you're talking about.
The Ale House.
Oh, Venice Ale House.
Venice Ale House.
Yeah.
So we had him take us to the Ale House, and we thought we'll just make a getaway. On the boardwalk.
Run inside.
Yeah. And he busted us running because he went to the bathroom. And he's like, we're going back to the cycle thing. And I was like, he's like, where are you guys going? And you know that we couldn't leave because we had to cycle it back.
No.
Yeah. He's like, it doesn't have an engine. You have to cycle it back. Or I'm going to charge you for the tow. We had to cycle
it. No, he was...
No, Mama. No.
Wow.
And we said, well, what do you do when people leave? He goes, we've never had anyone just leave before. And let's put it this way. I cried all the way back. I sweat through my jeans. It looks like I pissed myself. I had the crotch sweat. Do you know what I'm talking about? That crotch sweat?
Yeah. In the back, too.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yep. It looked like I peed. I mean, I had, like, mascara. It was horrible, because there's five of us biking this enormous, heavy thing. And I'm still not talking to Christy. And oh, wait, here's the best part. Listen to what she did. So I get home. We go to dinner.
Yeah.
We get home from dinner. I'm calm. I've calmed down.
You're too tired to be mad.
And you pissed your pants.
Yeah. And you know how you like randomly check your social before bed? A-hole has the nerve to post herself, a shot of herself and her gang, members of her gang, on their motorcycles in Laguna. And she's like, chicks, and it's like, hashtag chicks on bikes, hashtag girls who ride, hashtag birthday ride, hashtag Laguna, hashtag good day. And I freaking on the comments, as me, I'm Jillian Michaels on Instagram. Because I don't have like a little personal weirdo account, like I'm Jillian Michaels. As me, I'm like, I was like, oh my God, I was so mad. I'm like, you posted this. Well, your friends were, you know, doing this, this, and this, and this for you. Hashtag f*** you. Hashtag good day. Hashtag suck it. Hashtag furious. I was so mad. And my friends, they like forgave her. And everyone's like, why are you so mad? And I was like, because it cost you it was Andy's money. I didn't pay it. And you know why I didn't pay it? So I wouldn't be this angry. And I was like, Andy, I'll give you money. And she's like, no. And I bought dinner. Andy was like, no. And Andy goes, she's like, well, I'm just glad, you know, we all got to hang out. Blah, blah, blah. Like another typical Canadian. And I'm just glad we all got to hang out. You know, I don't get to see you guys enough. I'm still mad, Janice. I didn't pay the $500. It wasn't my birthday. And I'm furious. And I want to be like, you need to give Andy $500 for this thing that only you wanted to do.
No,
it's the moment. Why am I mad? Why am I mad? And it's the historical thing of like, people always let me down. It's that stuff.
Now, I do have one question.
It was awful.
No.
It was awful. If you'd like to know, it was awful.
Okay.
And humiliating.
And I know, but you're on principle. And I know that I'm just surprised that you didn't just say,
I tried.
Pay the guy for the tow. Just.
Oh, the tow.
Like, I'm surprised you didn't.
He
order
didn't really
a tow.
Give us like that option.
Order AAA
like,
and
he's
saying,
like, I haven't done it before. Like, I don't know how I would get it back. Like, it doesn't have an engine. Yeah. It was awful. It was horrible. It was horrible. And people saw me.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, it fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
Finally, Manus!
What?
My book is about to come out!
I know! This has been a long time.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, 4.5 years, this book, and it... It's called, you guys have even heard about it, I'm sure you're sick of hearing about it. It's called Yeah Baby,
Yeah,
the
Baby.
Modern Mama's Guide to Mastering Maternity, Having the Healthiest Kiddo Possible, and Bouncing Back Better Than Ever. And, you know, this is an interesting story. This is going to be a very, we'll see how this goes. You know, nobody wanted to publish this book when I first came up with the idea.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, oh, the market's saturated with these books, and, you know, why would anybody buy this book from you? And I pushed and I pushed and I pushed. And it's interesting. So first of all, you know, the book came. I want to tell you guys a little bit about it. The book was born out of our experience with Heidi's pregnancy.
Right.
And how
stunned I was at the dated information that was out there. I mean, watch out for the soft cheese. Do you know how many cases of listeria reported a year? 400. But then it's like, oh, you know, but, oh, well, you know, diet soda in moderation and, oh, you know, oh, no, don't worry about the pesticides and they wash it. Like, just the information out there. I mean, we went, this put me over the edge. And I think I've told you this story about how we were at the number one fertility clinic on the West Coast, not because Heidi was infertile, but because, they, you know, the turkey baster, right? I'm like, get the baster, shoot the stuff up in there. To make a long story short, it was, oh, we need to check your thyroid hormone and your uterine lining. And I was like, wait a second. What if we were just a couple trying to have sex? Why don't you guys tell people, hey, if you're intending on a pregnancy in the next X amount of time, you should come in and get all these tests? No one ever said that to us. No one ever talked to me about pregnancy or hormonal history and this and that and the other. They found polyps on her uterus. She was hyperthyroid. There were all these things that needed to be under control before she became pregnant. And had we not been gay and have to have gone in there for, you know, in vitro, then we never would have known this stuff. And on top of that, they then give us this prenatal vitamin that had trans fats, propylene glycol, red number 40, and they're telling you, watch out for the soft cheese. And it was the beginning. I was like, are you joking? You just gave me a capsule of poison, and you're worried about soft cheese? You're the number one fertility clinic on the West Coast. And then it was pushing a bunch of procedures and drugs on her that she didn't need, but the insurance companies don't want to pay for the procedures that you do need. And all the mainstream sources of information were being influenced by big food and big pharma. And I was like, this is outrageous. It's absurd. And I'm writing this book. So people, and then I start seeing this, and this is so upsetting to me. And it's like, Jillian Michaels has never been pregnant. Who's she to write this book? It's like, well, first of all, it's not a memoir.
Good for you. I hope you use that.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not a memoir.
God.
It's a book that is a Bible of information, facts, studies, footnotes. It's got a full meal plan for every single trimester. For you realize that the foods you eat and the way you live during your pregnancy can affect everything from your baby's IQ, their long-term earning potential, their level of cardiovascular fitness, their taste buds. It's incredible. Their weight, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And so it's like, I have five people that wrote this book with me, three doctors, an OBGYN, a pediatrician, Dr. V, yeah, an endocrinologist, a registered dietitian for the meal plan, especially Andy, for the whole entire fitness program. And never once has anybody written a book, I'm sorry, with a team of experts that diverse.
Yeah.
No one. Do you realize What to Expect is written by no one. Heidi Murkoff is not a doctor. Nobody. But she was pregnant. Dr. Spock was not pregnant. I just can't even understand. And then the best part is people are like, oh, you know, you'd write anything to make money. And I was like, if I was to write anything to make money, it would have been another diet book for $1 million advance. Because guess what I got to make this one? Nothing. Zero. Enough to cover the actual making of the book. To pay the experts to be involved, to pay the writer, to shoot the photo shoot for the entire exercise index, the recipe. Like, that's it. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Nothing. Because there's no guarantee that the book's going to make money because it's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So it's like, right now, like, I have no agenda with this book. Zero. In fact, to take a position against big food, big pharma, and big insurance is bad for business for me. FYI. So, you know, the book, it's like, it just, yeah. I can't even believe the haters. And it's staggering to me. And women want, you know, whether it's politically correct or not, they are worried about bouncing back. And studies.
Oh my God, for sure. But, well, look at all the emails you get about saying, I want to get pregnant, but I'm worried what's going to happen to my body.
Or baby weight. But you know what's interesting about pregnancy?
All the time.
Is that studies have shown us that women who exercise safely, right, during pregnancy actually have better levels of fitness after their pregnancy.
Women
have come back and won gold medals. Like, we cited all the different studies and instances, but one of the theories is that it's a veritable fountain of youth.
Mm.
the baby lends the mom embryonic stem cells. And if you're training and this and that, it's rejuvenative to a certain extent. Or they're not quite sure what the mechanisms are, but the hormonal shifts or changes get exploited if you're training at the same time. It's fascinating, fascinating stuff. And the mainstream sources of information are so PC and so dated. It's outrageous. And I can't remember if you and I talked about this. How many times have you known the person that's been like, oh my God, you know, I didn't know I was pregnant and I, you know, had, I was out boozing.
Oh, sure.
And everyone goes, oh, it'll be fine. Don't worry. You see that same woman after she knows she's pregnant, have a half a glass of wine at a party and it's, she's the world's worst mother.
Yeah.
Well, which is it?
Yeah.
Which is it? And it just goes to show you that you know how many drinks it takes to get fetal alcohol syndrome?
Quite a few.
Quite a few, yeah. I mean, and no one's going to advocate it. But the thing is, to turn around and go, oh my God, a half a glass of wine versus, oh my God, you know, the influences of artificial colors, fake fats, you know, off-gassing, environmental pollutants, pollutants in your hygiene products. There are dangers far more nefarious than soft cheese, caffeine, and alcohol.
Yeah.
That is a joke compared to what you really need to look out for.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you know anyone that's pregnant, the book covers getting pregnant, conception. It covers every trimester of pregnancy, post-pregnancy. There's a full fitness regimen for every trimester, a full meal plan with recipes and menus. As I said, there's a full team of experts, and we talk about everything from lifestyle, environment, food, fitness, everything you need to know to make sure that you have the safest, healthiest, happiest pregnancy and baby possible, and that you give your kid every possible advantage. You'll never have this much influence over your child's development and growth again. Not ever. You're growing the little person inside of you. And we cover everything. Labor, delivery, everything. Every single question is in that freaking book. At least everyone I know has ever thought up. So it's called Yeah Baby. And it's out. Get it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Remember we were talking earlier about how you said how, you know, the things have changed in kind of fitness about how that there used to be like that CrossFit, and now there's like,
oh yeah,
everybody wants to be the skinny.
You're not going to acknowledge my sound effects
because I'm so used to it now. It just sounds normal. What is it? What happened to the fitness where it like it kind of feeds into the same thing? Where all the way, like we were talking about shoes, like all the women's shoes are like mint and pink and
color
and peach.
I know.
And the guy's shoes are always
cooler.
Better.
I know.
And the guy's shorts are always better. And the women's shorts now are these tiny little friggin', I'm sorry, I don't want that look for myself. What happened?
Well, the color stuff is like, they go to the shoe, this, I know this because like, with Impact, for
right.
me, the problem is, as much as I like to wear things like Corral or Feel or, God, there's a million of those. brands. We Are Handsome. They're expensive. You know, those kind of like boutique fitness clothing lines.
Okay.
You know, a pair of pants or a pair of capris or 100 plus. I can't. So what we started doing, Impact, right, with a company called Ajme, which you may or may not have seen on Just Chillin'. So the company will send me stuff, and I'm like, no. And
because it's mint. The colors are mint.
I pulled mint out. I pulled out the mint, dude. I pulled it out.
I just can't handle
it. But it's like they'll say, look, these are the colors for X season. Fall or this or that or this. And they have whole design boards. Like it's not something that I fully understand, but it's they just...
I don't understand it either.
And they'll show me like, oh, here's this brand, that brand, this brand, and these are their colors. These are the colors we're proposing. And there's definitely a theme. It's
but
weird.
What has changed? To me, it's so...
Women's shoes have always been soft, though. They've always been... I remember being 20 and wanting to wear men's shoes.
Yeah,
not men's shoes, but men's workout shoes because the colors were cooler.
I don't know. On a bigger level, it kind of puts a fear in me that you know we've had discussions on this show before about like where are we going? What's happened to the world? Why are we digressing in certain areas? And to me, it's the same thing. Like we're making
everything cyclical though. So I think that because think about it. 80s was skinny, and then. The 90s were fit, and it was Madonna, and it was Linda Hamilton and Terminator.
Right, right.
Fit, but not bigger, muscular.
Right.
Then in 2000, I think we were still fit. Then we started to go curvy. Then we had J-Lo and Kim K, and it was booty and boobs. Then we had CrossFit, and it was like really more masculine.
Yeah.
And then I think, I truly believe the backlash to CrossFit is skinny. I'm seeing skinny again everywhere.
So do you think that's why
skinny,
we're back to...
Skinny.
Mint and peach? Like,
everything's cyclical, dude. But I think the bigger lesson is that, like, as much as trends will tell you what is on trend and what isn't, my body doesn't really change, you know? I mean, it will change in that, like, sometimes I'll keep more weight on my body now than I used to when I was younger because... When I'm really skinny now, I look 100,000 years old, man. Nicole and I were going through pictures the other day for something when I was really skinny. And I was like, geez, 1,000 years old. Because it just, in your face, it, you know. And so now I'm like, I'd rather be softer physically, like smoother, not as ripped, so that I, you know, it's your ass or your face when you get older. And it's like, you know, so for me personally, I'm like, you know what? I look a little better. When I'm a little bit heavier, you know, like I'm 117 instead of 112. That's really the number. And, but you are who you are, right? If you are a more curvaceous female, then you should love that. Like I was looking at Lou's body yesterday. Oh my God, Janice, it doesn't even seem human. Her thighs. I don't understand. They look like a professional sprinter. She's 6. I look at them and I'm like, oh my God, what a specimen of fitness. And I tell her, because I'm like, I will never, ever, because I, of course, I'm like, wow, you know, I think it's incredible. But I'm like, if the day ever comes where she's like, and she's got, you know, her butt, I don't understand. It's like, I'm like, if the day ever comes where she's like, why am I not skinny? She's never going to be skinny. She's way too muscular. And so like, I constantly comment on it now. And last night I was like, look at those monsters. Look at them. Like, in a, you know, like, wow, that's amazing. You know, and I was like, look at those. I'm like, flex them. And she just takes her leg out and flexes her quads. And I'm like, that's Jesus, Lou. I'm like, could you jump to the moon with those? Cause it's like, A, I am genuinely impressed, but also like, I want her to just always be proud of her body type. That's her body type.
Mm-hmm.
Just is what it is. You know, she's, and if I had a daughter who was more curvaceous or, you know, it's like, I just, y'all are who you are. Trends are trends. They're going to come. They're going to go. You know, Kim Kardashian's, well, has been enhanced a bit. But with that said, even before that, you know, she was still more curvaceous. J-Lo, they're always going to be curvaceous. They're never going to look like the CrossFitters, and they're never going to look like the Waifs. So at some point...
No, I think it's great that you're encouraging her to embrace. I wish my sister grew up in a time where it was cool to be tall, because she grew up in a time when it wasn't. You know, she's a tall girl,
yeah.
and the girls back in the day, they would start to slouch over because they were embarrassed because they got teased. Because now to be tall, it's like wow, you know, like you're right.
Lou's gonna be 5'10" all day long. She's a beast.
Yeah, but
she's enormous. She's up to my clavicle. People think she's 8.5. They're like, is she in second grade? I'm like, no, she just finished kindergarten. Oh my God,
but,
man.
Yeah, no, I get you're right. I don't know. I'm saying is I'm not buying peach and I'm not buying mint. And I'm going to be looking
you're
in
a big
the boys.
Homo, though. That's why.
It's because
your
I
shirt
am.
Is mint, though. You know that.
No, this is.
Guys.
It's green.
Guys.
This is not mint.
Guys.
That's not mint.
Minty Forest. Minty yeah. Armin.
Army. I'd go closer to forest than mint.
Yeah,
forest.
No, it's mint.
I think it needs a little more white in it if it was
yeah.
mint. Maybe where the
There's
white
nothing
is
forest about that at all.
You know what?
It is minty.
You know what? I've got some forest I could show you. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, God.
Are we ending it there? Is that it?
Please stop.
Cut it. Cut it.
I don't know where that came
it's
from.
Beautiful. Okay.
No. Okay, so I got some hacks.
Okay,
this one was fascinating. This is supermarket hacks.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You don't care.
No.
Check your phone.
Go on, James. Something's mean going on here.
No.
Just
no.
So you all know, no. When someone says check your phone, that means... Something meme.
It's a meme of Janice producing segments. And it's a little guy dressed as what is he, like an action hero?
A hacker.
Oh yeah, he's a hacker. Look, he's a hacker guy. Little meme guy hacking.
Wow, you know what?
He's jumping all around.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is how to pick the fastest line at the supermarket.
Well, you look at people's carts.
Ah, you think so?
Yes, I do.
All right. What do you think? When you look at someone's cart and you see a lineup, you see someone with a full cart and you see someone with, you know, a little cart.
Well, I also check to see if they have, like, bulk items.
Yes, very
you know,
good.
Because then you got to go through all that. It's really aggravating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is their key is get behind a shopper who has a full cart. You know why? Oh, you think, oh no, this is counterintuitive. This isn't right.
I do think. Yeah.
But every person requires a fixed amount of time when you come to the cashier. It's like, hello, you pay, you say goodbye, you clear out of the lane. So this guy's research found, this is out of New York Times, that it all takes a matter, so that means it's got to be true, of the average of 41 seconds per person to be rung up. So that means getting in line with numerous people who have fewer things can be a poor choice.
Wow.
Right? Because you see the big cart... Or you have 10 people with, like, one thing in each cart. What's going to be faster? You think, oh, I'm going to get in this express line. No.
Okay. Well, you know what else you could do?
What?
If you have one thing, but there's one person with a bunch of things, sometimes they let you go.
Oh, yeah. The one thing you give the puppy eyes, go, oh.
I just have this one thing. Yeah.
That's true.
Just it's my just one a chocolate. Thing.
Yeah, just my one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and then your friend it's comes up with thing. More things, yeah. And then they're, like, mad.
Okay. I just say, it's just my one thing.
I'm Jillian Michaels. I'm super famous.
I do that too. I do that too.
I don't have time for this line thing.
I do that too.
Dig this now.
I do that, yeah.
Go left for faster service.
What is she talking
about? Okay, this dude says that people are right-handed and tend to veer to the right.
Oh.
Yeah, I do for sure.
So, right, you're right-handed, you always go to the right. So they're saying go to the left.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know when you go to Costco, right?
Costco and chill.
Costco and Jill?
Chill. It's the new Netflix and chill.
$1.50 hot dogs and a 20-ounce fountain drink? Come on.
I'm just saying.
Costco and chill.
I still don't understand the Costco and Jill.
Chill.
Costco and chill.
Costco and chill. We're gonna go to Costco and chill. Okay. Keep going.
Ramos is dying back here.
Why? Why is
Because you're not getting the reference.
Yeah, I don't get it. What the hell's going on here?
All right.
I feel like I'm on a different...
So, Netflix and chill is code for let's quack that. Okay. Right?
But it now...
Is? Yes. So, it means you're getting a D. Yeah, that's what it means. Okay. Now...
You're getting a D.
It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. Netflix and chill, maybe? That'd be fun.
That just means you want to have sexual relations.
Yes. Yes.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to know that?
Okay, but now... Now all the millennials love Costco.
Okay.
So it's Costco and chill.
And that means you're going to have sex.
Maybe at Costco.
Bulk items and savings really turn ladies on.
It's true. It's a big millennial thing.
You know what I hate at Costco is when you find a big ring of sausage in the tampons. Because somebody's too damn lazy to take the ring of sausage back, and they just leave it wherever they are. So you're walking along, not that I need them anymore, and then all of a sudden you think, why the hell is there a big sausage ring amongst the supers? And that's why, because people are lazy. Or you know that you'll see a piece of cheese in with like the skateboard helmets? It's like, it's wrong. Anyway, back to this.
Cheese with the...
Okay, now listen now. Look, now this, they're saying this could
really?
Be, they're saying this is very sexist. Okay, are we continuing with my hacks?
Yeah, we are.
How come everybody's texting?
Well, I'm asking Heidi if she's ever found sausage with the tampons, because she really likes Costco.
And are you skateboarding now, Janet?
I'm just saying. You know what?
I've been skateboarding.
Look,
nice.
You jackasses.
With a pro. I've been in the bowl at Venice.
Ooh.
And you know what? People recognize me.
Yeah.
And it's way better than the bar cycle situation, because they're like, oh my God, it's Jillian Michaels in the bowl. And I'm like, it is.
I've stopped
for pictures.
Hey, y'all, it's Jillian Michaels in the bowl.
Radical.
You don't say y'all.
Take the bar cycle in the bowl.
Okay, so Costco and chill. Go left.
Okay. Now, this sounds very sexist.
Okay.
But look for female cashiers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they say that the most expedient, the women seem to be more expedient at the register transactions, because they say that female cashiers tend to just know the stuff better than the male cashiers.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. They just do.
Wow.
I know. Okay. And here's another one. Here's another profiling. Talk about profiling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Study the customers ahead of you and what they're buying. So they're saying... It's not just the number of people ahead of you. Okay, here it is, profiling.
Okay.
But their age.
Oh,
I know. And what they're buying can make a difference. It says older people will take a bit longer because they have difficulties that delay the checkout process. And we know that sometimes with
my
cards.
God. My grandmother forgot her PIN when I took her shopping recently, a few weeks ago. I swear, it took 10 minutes. And then she starts yelling at me and going, it's your Aunt Robin's birthday. Don't you know it? And I'm like, Grandma, I don't. Do you?
Why does Aunt Robin have to do it?
Right.
Wow.
It's her daughter's birthday. And I go, do you know it? And she goes, no, I forgot it. Okay. And everyone in line's looking
Aunt
at me like it's my
Robin's
fault.
Robin's birthday.
It was obnoxious. And then she starts punching in six numbers. I go, Grandma, it's only four. It can only be four. And she's like, no. Oh, I don't know.
Where the hell's Aunt Robin when you need her?
And it took me like 5 minutes to get through on the phone to my Aunt Robin. She goes, I'm working. What's going on? I go, I need your birthday for the pin. She goes, oh, did Grandma forget it again?
Yeah.
Oh, see. You know what? It's just a little bit, you hate to say it. Now, choose a single line that leads to several. It's almost done. This is good stuff. Choose a single line that leads to several cashiers. You know what? I'm helping. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what this means.
Okay, what does it mean?
You know how there's the serpentine lines now? There's a reason for them.
I've never seen that, no.
A serpentine line.
What's she talking about?
When the line goes like this.
Oh, where, okay, yeah,
there's
okay,
there's a reason
yeah.
for that, okay, right? Yeah, uh-huh. Because it's Murphy's Law. You pick a line, so you're in a border lineup, or a border whatever.
A border lineup?
Or a customs lineup.
Oh.
And you pick the, you know, you always pick the line, you mm-hmm, just go, okay.
I port, have global entry.
Oh, man. Night, night. Let's just, you know what, let's
I just walk right through, because that's a hack.
Well, but it's also a cash cow.
$100.
Well, I'm just
travel saying. Hack.
Travel hack. That's a travel hack. This isn't a. This is a. This is a supermarket hack.
Okay. Okay. Serpentine.
Okay. They're yeah. just saying that the single choose a line because you know when you're in the serpentine line and all of a sudden it opens up to like eight cashiers.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. So uh-huh. that's a good thing. So
oh.
look for a single line that leads to several cashiers. That's a faster way to get through than thinking you're just going to go. I'm going to line up behind these people.
Okay. I've never seen a serpentine line at the supermarket.
You've never... What about at a bank? You don't go to a bank. When no. was the last time you were in a bank? 1980?
Why would you go to a bank?
Some people have to go to the bank.
No, you just deposit stuff on your phone.
Okay, can I just finish this and put it... And then we can just... I can just burn it.
Okay.
Beware of lines with obstructions. If you find a line that snakes around a corner, the cashier's view is blocked, he or she doesn't realize how long the line is, so they don't see it.
Okay.
I don't care what you say. What can help you speed up your service? Always face your barcodes towards the cashier. When you buy clothes, take off the hangers and use... just, you know what?
Buy clothes, take... Okay. I thought we were in the supermarket.
You know what? I don't care for any of you in this room right now. And Michael, you too, in that back room. That includes you too.
I didn't call you back about the sausage and tampons.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.